Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jari Deko Tari Kala Krishna Upadesh, Amara Jai Guru Hao, Tarai Desh. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. This is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society, but that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If one is a little literate and can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is so much the better. These works are now available in English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. Instead of living engrossed in material activities, people throughout the world should take advantage of this movement and chant the Hare Krishna mantra at home with their families. One should also refrain from sinful activities, illicit sex, eating, gambling, and intoxication. Kabhuna vadibe tomar vishaya taranga punarapi etani pabimor shanga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further advised the Brahmana Kurma, if you follow this instruction, your materialistic life at home will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regular principles, we will again meet here, or rather you will never lose my company. This is an opportunity for everyone. If one simply follows the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of his representative and chants the Hare Krishna mantra, teaching everyone as far as possible the same principle, the contamination of the materialistic way of life will not even touch him. It does not matter whether one lives in a holy place like Vrindavan, Navadvipa, or Jagannath Puri, or in the midst of European cities where the materialistic way of life is prominent. If a devotee follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lives in the company of the Lord. Wherever he lives, he converts that place into Vrindavan and Navadvipa. This means that materialism cannot touch him. This is the secret of success for one advancing in Krishna consciousness. So, if we listen to recordings of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, which he gave on Yatrapurta Day, he always quotes this verse, Jari Deva Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Amaragya Guru Haraskari Ekesh. He quotes it even many, many times in the course of one lecture. This is the authority on which we preach Krishna consciousness. The Brahmin Kurma, he was suffering in materialistic life. From that we can understand that he wasn't especially spiritually advanced. But still, he knew that in order to get out of the darkness of material existence, he had to take the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he requested the Lord to take him with him. And in response, the Lord gave this answer, that no need for you to leave home. Stay where you are and practice Krishna consciousness. Chant the holy names of Krishna and study Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way you'll become purified. In this way you'll make spiritual advancement. And you'll become competent to deliver others. That is to say, you can become guru. Guru means teacher. Teacher of spiritual knowledge. It is not difficult, Srila Prabhupada says, to become guru. One simply has to hear submissively from his own spiritual master and then repeat that same instruction to others. Whether one is highly advanced or he is a neophyte, still, if one follows this instruction, there will be potency in his preaching. Srila Prabhupada said that even a neophyte, acting under the guidance of an advanced devotee, can turn others into Vaishnavas. So this was the mission of the Lord in this particular incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has descended to reclaim the fallen souls in Kali Yuga, and the souls are very, very, very fallen in Kali Yuga, addicted to all worst kinds of activity, just like Jagai and Madai. They had all bad qualifications: woman hunter, meat eater, gambler, taking constantly intoxication, thieving, rogues, dacoits. Every bad, sinful activity was performed by them. And still, they were delivered by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Because in Kali Yuga, practically everyone is like Jagai and Madai. And there's no hope of spiritual advancement unless the Lord is very, very merciful, very, very liberal, very forgiving. So this is the special nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is also the nature of his followers. Sometimes it is said that the devotees of the Lord are even more merciful than the Lord himself. That the devotees go to great lengths to expand the mercy of the Lord to one and all. So therefore, devotees in this Krishna consciousness movement, they have to work very, very hard in order to preach Krishna consciousness. That hard work begins by establishing one's own Krishna consciousness through regulated sadhana. It is very important, most important for all the devotees to maintain strict sadhana. When a devotee takes initiation, he vows to follow strictly the four regulative principles. Breaking the four regulative principles weakens one's determination, makes one bewildered, and drags the person down into hellish life. So by all means, a devotee should resist any temptation to break the regulative principles and should safeguard his spiritual life by only performing authorized devotional activities. Then, at initiation, we also vow to chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna mantra every day. So those rounds should be chanted attentively. In order to chant attentively, it is best to chant in the early hours of the morning, to chant in the temple, or in a place where there are pictures of Krishna, and especially where there are serious devotees of Krishna who are dedicated to working hard to spread the mission of the Lord. So one should seek out the association of such serious devotees, and Srila Prabhupada has made it possible for everyone to associate with serious devotees because he has established so many temples of Krishna consciousness throughout the world. So we simply have to remain in ISKCON and follow the program in the ISKCON temples, and this will help us to become firmly established on the platform of Krishna consciousness. So from that platform, a devotee, he can extend help to others. If one is not fixed on the spiritual platform, when he goes to preach to others, he may become influenced by their maya, or by their confused ideas. But if a devotee is clearly fixed on the platform of Krishna consciousness, if he's imbibing regularly the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, then he can develop strength and determination, and he can effectively
act as a spiritual master. Everyone has to be spiritual master. Of course, someone is Diksha Guru, someone is initiating Guru, but everyone has to become at least Diksha Guru or capable of giving instruction about Krishna to others. And one should preach according to his realization. If he is learned in the Shastra, then his preaching can be most effective. As Srila Prabhupada explained, one who is a third-class devotee, his faith is weak and his knowledge of the Shastra is also not very great. So if somebody comes with some opposing argument, he may easily be defeated and bewildered. A second-class devotee, his faith is firm, although his knowledge of the Shastra is not so great. So he won't be deluded by others, but he may not be able to convince others about Krishna consciousness. Whereas a person who is a first-class devotee, his faith is strong and his knowledge of the Shastra is also well-developed. Therefore, he can convince others to take to Krishna consciousness. So the more a devotee practices Krishna consciousness, the more his faith becomes developed, because he sees how Krishna helps him in so many ways, through so many difficulties, and to cross over so many obstacles. In this way, he becomes more and more determined. And Srila Prabhupada also stated that to become determined, one should strictly observe the four regulative principles. It's a kind of austerity, but that austerity makes a person advance in spiritual life. So then if one carefully studies the Shastra regularly every day, then his knowledge increases more and more, and his ammunition for preaching increases more and more. Srila Prabhupada once described his books as like bombs and magazines like bullets. So he was telling the devotees to distribute more and more books, like dropping millions of bombs and firing millions of bullets at the conditioned souls in order to inject them with Krishna consciousness. And he constantly stressed the importance of studying books also. If you don't read my books, he said, then how will you preach? So in both ways, a devotee has to endeavor to understand the books and become fixed in Krishna consciousness, and also to distribute the books and to make others Krishna conscious. A similar kind of instruction was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the leper Vasudeva. That leper was cured by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked by that leper what benediction when he asked the leper what benediction he would like, and the leper asked him how he could render service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you chant the holy name of Krishna. In this way you become fixed on the platform of Krishna consciousness, and you give this knowledge to others. So these are the main duties of the devotee then. And one should not allow oneself to be deviated from this path by any means. Because if one is deviated, then he will fall down again into illusion and madness. We have been saved from this madness and illusion by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He so kindly came to the Western world and traveled around the world 14 times at great inconvenience at an advanced age of life. And by his mercy, so many conditioned souls have been pulled up and given the chance to render service to Krishna. In fact, so many devotees have been requested by Srila Prabhupada to become spiritual masters. In fact, he requested that all his disciples become spiritual masters. Not only all of his disciples, all of his grand disciples also. This is the duty of a devotee. This is how he can repay Guru and Krishna. Because when one comes to Krishna consciousness, he becomes indebted, completely indebted. In fact, It is often said that the disciple prays to the spiritual master, "Your mercy is all that I am made of." This should be the mentality of the disciple. He is not taking any credit for himself. By himself, he knows that he will simply be lost in this material world. But by the mercy of his spiritual master and Krishna, he has the chance to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, devotee, he should always offer his respectful obeisances to his spiritual master. He should always pray for the mercy of his spiritual master. And he should also always meditate on executing the instructions of his spiritual master very, very attentively and with great enthusiasm and determination. In this way, one can advance in spiritual life and one can get the mercy of Krishna. So, on this day, I would like to stress to all of you that you must reaffirm your vows to strictly follow the regulative principle, chant at least 16 rounds every day, and that those rounds should be attentively chanted, to study Srila Prabhupada's books, that means always to come to the classes in the temple, and also listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures on tapes, study his books, and also listen to the lectures of your own spiritual master and to other exalted Vaishnavas within this Krishna consciousness movement. In addition, always to go to the kirtans and merge yourselves in ecstatic chanting and dancing as much as you can. And then to work hard in your prescribed duty as you're asked to, either by your spiritual master or by your temple authorities. And especially also, I would like to request all of you to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Some of you may have the chance to go full time, others only part time, but all of you should try at least for a few hours every week to go and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. This will be pleasing to me. It will also be pleasing to Srila Prabhupada and to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it will benefit you and it will benefit others as well, because as Srila Prabhupada said, even if one touches one of these books, then he will advance his spiritual life. So that's my request to you. Please endeavor to your best ability to carry out the instructions. And in this way, cooperate together to spread Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada stated that our love for him will be shown by how much we cooperate together after his departure. So, of course, to live in a society of many devotees requires that a person become spiritually advanced and tolerate all kinds of inconveniences. If a person is not tolerant, then his false ego may flare up and get the better of him, and he may leave the Krishna consciousness movement. When Prabhupada said that whatever you do, don't leave this Krishna consciousness movement. One who thinks he can become Krishna conscious outside his tongue is simply hallucinating. And we have seen many devotees think they knew better than Srila Prabhupada and go outside his tongue and try to be Krishna conscious, and within a short period of time become bewildered and fall down into Maya. So we should take firm vow that that will never happen to us, that we will always remain within ISKCON, always associate with the devotees, and offer our services to help spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhu, and also all of the previous acharyas, especially Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
The following is a darshan on book distribution in Australia, given by His Holiness Prabhavishnu Swami, recorded on the 3rd of the 1st, 1992, at New Govardhan Farm Community.
Try for this. to the devotees in Australia, he wrote, "The best news is that you're increasing nicely the distribution of my books and literature. This is the best activity to distribute solid information about Krishna. Our preaching stands solid on these books. No other movement has such a vast background of authority." And to the devotees of Africa, Prabhupada wrote, "Distribution of books and magazines is our most important activity. Without books, our preaching has no solid basis. Especially the Africans want our books." Srila Prabhupada said that if there were ample books, then everything else in ISKCON would succeed. Practically, our society is built on books. One book is not very impressive. Still, a blind uncle is better than no uncle at all. So it is very nice that one book has appeared and that BTG is appearing at least several issues in other languages. But I try to produce at least 4 or 5 new books per language per year. Regularly BTG every month. Apply yourself fully to this very great responsibility of producing numerous books in foreign languages. Back in 1968, when 10,000 copies of TLC had arrived at the temple in New York, Brahmananda Swami had wondered how we would ever distribute so many hard-bound books on the lofty philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. But in 1970, with the publication of another book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, some of the devotees in San Francisco had begun to go door to door, person to person, and sell the books. But not only one or two books, but 20, 30, even 40 a day. The enthusiasm had spread as devotees in other temples had begun to sell increasing numbers of Srila Prabhupada's books. Next, the young men had begun traveling in vans, going out all day, day after day, to discover the greatest ecstasy of distributing Prabhupada's books. Then a competition had started. Keshava boasted that the devotees in San Francisco were the best, had drawn challenges from the devotees in Los Angeles, New York, Denver, and Dallas. A Sankirtan fever had begun, and at the center was Srila Prabhupada, assuring that unquestionably book distribution had the topmost priority of all his missionary activities. Prabhupada also stressed that all the devotees should regularly study his books. The books were not only for the public. The devotees must read them and know them, or else how could they preach? In the Los Angeles temple room, Prabhupada would have the devotees take part in pronouncing and chanting responsibly the daily Sanskrit verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then individual devotees would take turns chanting the verse alone while the other devotees would again respond collectively. So this last year, in this own, at least more than double the year before in book distribution. At one point, it was even triple. I'm not sure how the final figure looks, but it's definitely more than double. So that's all right, but still the figures are quite small. So this year again, the coming year, we have to at least double, if not triple, the number of books that are distributed here in the zone. This also directive has been given by the GBC last year. Everyone should be more conscious of distribution of books, because the more books we distribute, also the more Lakshmi will go to the Mayapur project. It's probably envisaged that it will be built by the distribution of these books. So some of the zones in the world are, especially the Northern European zone, it's distributing a lot of books and providing a lot of Lakshmi to Mayapur. So it's, of course, a small country, small population, but nevertheless, a lot of scope to increase. So all of the devotees should be mindful of that. Some of you are full-time book distributors, so you have to practice so that you can increase your distribution of books. But many of you have other services, but you can also find expert, still your presence as a preacher will affect others. We're pleased if one Ramachi went to Navadvipa and sold one newspaper, Krishna conscious newspaper, and brought it to Paisa. So even a small endeavor like that, because when we go out, we meet different kinds of people. Some people are very favorable, some people are, you know, bewildered. They don't know what you buy, they take a book. But just that one book that you distribute, that can make a devotee or two devotees. You can meet that person who has committed and take it seriously. So the results are up to Krishna. We should endeavor sincerely. And we've seen thus far how much this movement is spread by the distribution. So here in Australia, we need more and more devotees. We need new blood come into the temples. This year, as so many devotees have joined, but we need to increase the numbers of the devotees. We have so many temples here, of course, such a small country. Already there are many temples, more than in most countries per capita. But gradually, as devotees become grihasthas, then they become very preoccupied with family situation that requires a lot of maintenance, so they may not put so much energy into the temple, but still we request of grihasthas also that the more they can contribute and help to maintain the temples, the more that will free the brahmacharis and brahmacharinis to go out and preach, and the more new devotees that will bring. Dedicating themselves, rededicating themselves every year to serving this Krishna consciousness movement with greater and greater enthusiasm, to reduce one's own bodily necessities or family necessities to the minimum, and to give the maximum energy for helping the temples, helping the preaching work, and especially helping the book distribution and sankirtan activities. In this way, as a society and also individually, we can gain more and more life, more and more enthusiasm, determination, and strength in Krishna consciousness. Any questions? But if we can increase our book distribution, then we can also invest more money into increased production of books. Yes, definitely. Should be a marathon in May again. Well, we have to fix the dates. September. There's also a book distribution marathon. Two or hopefully even 3 weeks this year. I have to speak.
Firm at the same time. But by practice, that can develop. Also,
he'll be blissful, and that will naturally come across when he's dealing with people in the street, and they'll feel this person is a nice person, he's a good friend, he's my well-wisher. That's how the most successful psychic-friendly devotees operate. They feel charmed by the devotee, that this person is a genuinely nice person, that they purchase.
Also,
obviously book distribution is a basic activity which is addressed by the acharyas. After all, by transmission of transcendental sound vibration, that's how people take the Krishna consciousness. And that's based on the instructions of Krishna and the instructions of the acharyas, which are contained in these books. So book distribution will always be the most important means of preaching Krishna consciousness. But along with that, prophet developed many other types of programs, festivals, harinams, and Maheshwar was asking me about developing some kind of diorama exhibits. That's another way which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned Prabhupada through. So we do have to be innovative and take whatever opportunity preaching through the media, like what Gundamarsh is doing. It's very, very effective. We saw it in Moscow actually during the marathon. We started out, and then we got a couple of television shows, prime time television shows, and right after the shows, you know, everybody became doubly enthusiastic to get books. The bookstore was practically doubled overnight, just because everyone had seen the television show. So there's so many ways in which we can enhance preaching activities. So a devotee has to be intelligent and take all the opportunities, but we still have to have the basis. Dictionary. So three great acharyas, Lord Krishna and the great acharyas, they will give their transcendental blessings to every devotee who is sincerely engaged in devotional service, sincerely engaged in the preaching activities, and the devotee will give them the next spiritual practice. But of course it is especially important that a devotee should accept spiritual guide. Those who are grand disciples of Prabhupada, they should accept spiritual guidance from Srila Prabhupada's disciples, in particular their own spiritual master or other senior Vaishnavas who may act as their Shiksha Gurus to guide them in spiritual life. In that way, Prabhupada reciprocates through his devotees. One should always serve the senior Vaishnavas, hear from them, particularly the spiritual master. That's the way in which one approaches Krishna. That's the way in which Krishna speaks.
We understand that the Prabhupada is actually aware of our worship and wish to do a good job, and we offer our homage to him. I understand that Srila Prabhupada is involved in his pastimes with Krishna and spiritual world, and how is he actually aware of our wish?
Well, because Krishna tells him. He's by the grace of Lord Krishna, pure devotees there, informed of everything that they need to know. And even, you know, whether at a particular time, say a devotee would be offering his obeisances to Prabhupada, whether Prabhupada was, you know, attention, this is when Prabhupada was on the phone, whether his attention was particularly on that devotee or not, it didn't matter. Because the devotee is offering their obeisances to Prabhupada, then Krishna is appreciating that the devotee is making attention. So just by offering obeisances to Vaishnava, any Vaishnava, it was a habit of the Goswamis to, you know, pay so many dandavats every day, pay obeisances to thousands of Vaishnavas every day. This is a bona fide way of worshiping Krishna. Again, the blessings of Krishna. So in the same way, if you worship Prabhupada, certainly by transcendental potency, through the transcendental wavelengths, then you get spiritual benefit. Pick up a little.